This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome to Quality of Life Radio, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Did you hear that gong? The gong is saying Yes. We're going to kick COVID right to the curb. It's slowly going to happen, hopefully. Very excited about 2021. 2020 has been one hellish year, and we're very excited to have Dr. Jacqueline Ubani back on Big Blend Radio today to talk about what can we do to kind of get back in the saddle. Let's talk about that in regards to our health, because a lot of us have been homebound and maybe hanging out at the refrigerator, maybe at the home bar a little bit too much. Maybe not getting outside as much, maybe also really stressing out. And what does that do to our heart health? And our heart is really, really important, because that's what's keeping us alive. We got to take care of the ticker. So listen, we're excited to have Dr. Jackie back on. So we can really, we're going to do 2021. Well, let's do it. And health is one of the most important things. Dr. Jackie is a board certified cardiologist and an electrophysiologist. She's also the author of the best-selling book, Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. You can get it on Amazon. It's a best-selling book. You get it. And she's got another one in the works. It's coming out soon. Go to her website, too. It's womenandheartdiseasebook.com. She's on Facebook under the same name as well. And she's also running the Dr. Jackie's Cardiovascular Wellness Institute of Orange County. So she's in Orange, California. Also has a second office in Irvine. So if you're in Southern California, you can connect with her there. And she's been one of our longtime experts here on Big Blend Radio and our Big Blend magazines. She makes us get out there on the trail to take one-hour walks as part of our Love Your Park tours. We travel the country full-time, and she'll be really happy to know that we've been walking dogs in the snow. We haven't given up our walking, even though we've been in Madison full of snow and ice, and it's beautiful, but we've been out there. So I want to say, having dogs that make you go out for walks is a good thing and probably a really good step towards having a healthy future. So welcome back, Dr. Jackie. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you guys.
Oh, you too. I mean, you're keeping our tickers happy, you know, because you're giving us important information, but we need to keep our tickers happy by actually implementing what you say to do. That's the important
thing.
So what do you think about dog walks? Everybody, like so many people, got dogs over like the initial shutdown of COVID across the country. Dog shelters got emptied out. And then I'm hoping that they stay emptied out. But having dogs makes you need to get out. You have to play with them. You actually have to have physical exercise. They do make you calm down. That's the one thing Nancy and I, as we pet and house sit across the country, have learned that, you know what, dogs will wake you up, and when they wake you up with a lick on your face and wagging tails, you're a little bit happier to wake up versus an alarm that goes nee, 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 or your text messages on your phone. So what do you think about that in regards to people's health with having pets and going for walks?
Yeah, I think having a pet, whether it be a dog or a cat or whatever makes you happy, is an amazing idea. It's a great idea. Having a dog is good because, of course, like you mentioned, the dog, you have to walk the dog. So that makes you go out there and exercise during the day. And also, you know, there's something about pets that give you unconditional love and joy, you know, that's definitely much needed in these times of COVID when people are stuck at home and, you know, may have potentially lost their job and, you know, depression kind of sets in. So having a pet probably helps alleviate some of those symptoms, I would believe.
I think so. I mean, I know it feels good to be around them. You know, when we travel, you're not always around, you know, animals, and we've had animals in our lives all our whole lives. And to be able to have them around, it's like they remind you that life is far more bigger than just everything that you think is on your phone.
They give you a big perspective on life, and it's not just, you know, you focus on you all the time. Now you have something that you have to think about and care about, and it just makes you a more compassionate person.
That's a good point. It's true. Compassion is good. Mm-hmm. And I think we've had a hard time this year because a lot of us are cooped up. And so we lose that. We've had, you know, political drama, social issues. We've had a lot of drama in the world, and we all are looking to 2021 as our big savior. But the reality is the clock is just ticking another hour over, and we still are sitting with the same thing. So I'm not trying to be a downer, not being Debbie Downer, but we do have a lot more optimism as there's vaccines and things like that. So it seems like we're moving towards a better future. And I do want to touch on that. You know, we talk about, you know, getting healthier in 2021, because a lot of us really have been hanging out in the kitchen. But the vaccine thing, I just see such a, just people I know looking on social media and the news and everything. It seems like the country is still kind of divided about trusting the vaccine. Do you trust it or do you not trust it to take it? And I think it is scary to take a vaccine if you're the first one, you know. It is kind of a scary thing. Honestly, it is. Like, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I know. I mean, yes. I mean, when you think about the year that we've had with this novel virus, new virus coming in, causing, you know, such high rates of death, as of today, we have almost 320,000 deaths in the United States alone.
That's
from
crazy.
This virus. You know, so this is a deadly virus, higher mortality rate than the typical flu virus. And, you know, as a cardiologist, we're starting to slowly learn in our society that there may be some long-term damage to the heart as a result of this COVID infection. But, you know, of course, more data to come. But, yeah, there's a lot we don't know about it. And, you know, it is deadly. So, I mean, having the vaccine is definitely a great idea. Yes, the vaccines were developed pretty rapidly. Typically, it's taken about up to 5 years to develop a vaccine. But this one came, you know, within several months, which is a blessing in a sense. Now we know that we can actually come up with vaccines quicker if we remove the red tape and if we have lots of funding from the government, something can be done. But it's definitely, a great idea, the idea of a vaccine, because with the vaccine and, of course, along with public health measures, this is really the only way that we can eradicate this virus so that we can go back to our pre-pandemic lives, you know. And I'm a firm believer in taking this vaccine. As a matter of fact, I had my vaccine 3 days ago. And I've been doing well so far. I had absolutely no symptoms. I want to be
alive.
A role model for my patients to let them know that this is what we need to do in order to eradicate this virus. Everybody has to be on the same page. We have to get about 80% of the people vaccinated so that we can have herd immunity. So it's very important that everybody plays a role in getting back to our normal lives. So I would definitely encourage taking this vaccine.
So the vaccine is out, and, you know, I think, we're all like, how did this happen so fast? But isn't it also part of the fact that we had, like, scientists knew about this virus a little, they knew things were coming. I mean, we had a task force a few years ago for this. because of the SARS virus. So didn't they kind of have a heads up before, and that's why they were able to do this, do you think? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the coronavirus is a new virus. I think it has to do with, you know, lots of funding from the government to quicken research and cutting out all the red tape.
Oh,
you know, going through the FDA can take a whole lot of, you know, a lot of time. So we cut that process down quite a bit, and funding was not an issue because we had emergency funding from the government. So they were able to race to get this vaccine created. Granted, we don't have any long-term data because, you know, patients were studied for just a short period of time so that we can start inoculating people. So we'll find out more definitely over time, but from the short period of time that it was studied, it was shown to have up to 97% effectiveness, and the safety profile is good. So I definitely recommend that we do it.
There's always someone who's going to have that's going to have a negative reaction to something.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? I mean, it's just the same thing as eating food. Someone's allergic to the food.
Right. So
when
you're going to take the vaccine, they give you a bunch of questionnaires. And if you have allergic reaction, if you're someone who has to carry an EpiPen with you because you're allergic to everything, they don't recommend that you take it. You know, if you've been allergic to vaccines in the past, flu vaccines, they don't recommend that you take it. So, yeah, there are people who are automatically allergic to this stuff. So we're trying to screen out for these kinds of people. We don't want these people to be the poster child for the vaccine because when people see these guys having these reactions, they all get, you know, worried and think that they're going to have the reaction as well. But the majority of people who have taken this vaccine have not had a problem thus far.
You know, when I was a kid, I used to faint on purpose. First I fainted because the needle, you know, and that scared me. And then I learned to just faint even before the needle came, even before I saw it. So I have that ability, but, you know, and at the end of the day, we have had vaccines for years for typhoid and yellow fever and all these things, and we've passed it because that's what you have to do when you have to do it. So, you know, it's the fact that things move quicker now, because society's faster now. Like, we used to have to ride horses, now we got cars. So faster. So come on. Things should move faster. I get the worry over the vaccine. I do. I personally, because I'm, you know, now when I go in, I have to have a shot or something. I'm like, put me on the.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame, so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Floor so I don't have to fall.
Because,
and get it over with. But seriously, you know, we've conquered so many diseases like yellow fever and typhoid and that. And the belief in the scientific community, they've always stood up, done their best. And I give kudos to it because, if it moves fast when it has to, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
It is. I mean, we were in dire need. You know, people are at home cooped up. People aren't going to work. And, you know, people are losing, you know, they don't have income. And, you know, it's just many people are dying. So a lot of stuff happening. And so we need to work quickly so that we can conquer this virus, decrease the amount of deaths, and go back to the lives that we had. So, people were the race to get this vaccine developed.
Just so we don't have to wear a damn mask anymore. Like, seriously.
I know. I can't wait for that day.
I know. And people are carrying on about essential businesses, non-essential businesses, all of this drama. And I don't know, like even us traveling this year, we ended up traveling more places just because, we had to do so many detours. So we ended up in more places and being really safe, wearing a mask everywhere. We watched places like rest areas step up their game, be super clean. We're like, thank you. Get on it, get with it. But bed and breakfast, hotels, restaurants, people having to really look at how they were doing things. And in a way, I think we've had a little bit of a education on cleanliness around the world. So there's some positives. And I don't want to say positive over someone dying because so many people have died. But I also want to touch on the fact, we have a vaccine. It's going to take time for it to get spread out across this country. And if we had it even sooner, maybe England wouldn't have the rogue secondary one. I don't know. The England thing is new as we record this right now, here at the end of December, this new thing. It's kind of, maybe if we had the vaccine sooner even, we may not
possibly.
Have. We don't know yet. You know what I mean? Because it all takes time. It all takes time. And we're going to see more and more things, right, Dr. Jackie? Like a year from now, we're going to know more about the virus.
We're going to know more. Exactly. So, viruses tend to mutate, so we expect that. But this coronavirus doesn't mutate as rapidly as, say, the flu vaccine, which has been good. But now we see this new mutated virus in UK. But people they're thinking, the scientists from Pfizer are thinking that, the vaccine we have should be effective against this virus, but we still don't know 100%. You know, if this first vaccine, because, the current vaccines, you need two vaccines. You need them about 2 to 3 weeks apart. So maybe if the first vaccine is not as effective against this new virus, maybe they'll update the second vaccine or something like that. But we'll find out as time goes on. We might need booster shots. We might need a whole lot of stuff, but we don't know. But as of right now, they're saying that the vaccine is effective against this slightly mutated coronavirus. But more to
come. Wow. So it is about really being conscious about this thing and not like taking our mask off and thinking we can run around. I see people's photos on social media of them being all together maskless. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I understand close family can do it because you're all living in the same house and that's the way it is. But I don't know. People also have this belief that the deaths happening in hospitals, that hospitals are tagging it as COVID instead of a heart attack, for example. It's COVID. Obviously, everything you die, when you die, you're having a heart attack because your heart gives out. So instead of saying this, they're thinking, we're tagging COVID on it so that the hospital gets funding. So
no, that's absolutely
have you heard of that?
That's absolutely not correct. Of course, I'm a physician. I work in the hospitals. And I can tell you, I work in several hospitals here in Orange County. I can tell you that all the hospitals are full. The ICU is full. We've had to convert several wards that were not typically for COVID into COVID wards. Like, for instance, wards that were used to recover patients from outpatient surgery. We've completely canceled all outpatient procedures, and we're using these wards for COVID. I actually recently just had a patient who was in the hospital because he was getting very sick and he needed an ICU bed, and there were no beds available. So they had to open up the pediatric ICU ward because, of course, we don't have a lot of children admitted. So the pediatric ICU ward has been converted now to an ICU ward. You know, you have ambulances just waiting to drop patients off. I mean, it's in California, we're really dealing with this COVID, our hospitalization is up, ICU is up, our numbers are up. And as a doctor who works every day at these hospitals, I can assure you that these numbers are not being exaggerated.
One thing too with these numbers, and it's, you know, it's like Arizona's up and down. I mean, it's like as soon as you get cleared, it's back up again. And we're seeing this across the country. And then I think about, okay, so now we're all at home. And what scares me is like they talk about vitamin D and sunshine. And I think part of Nancy and I, we have managed to be COVID-free with all this travel. And it's because we're outdoors. When we're away from people, if we stay in a hotel or anything, we're doing a bed and breakfast that they are going to every extent that they can to be COVID-free, because they're not – I mean, you're looking at a bed and breakfast, they're going to lose their home if they
and we do wear masks.
Don't stay open, you know. Everybody wears masks. I mean, I've – listen, talk about – I've had to lug luggage up to the top of three to four stories in Victorian homes with luggage up and down the stairs with a mask on. Let me tell you, in the summer, it's not easy. Don't. And no. And then I'm like, where's the wine after that? It's coming out. But this
yeah,
is
I know,
the thing,
right?
too. We are all going to the fridge. We're going to the cocktail bar. We're going to the wine wagon. We're all naughty, which is great. But, you know, we all thought that would be silly for 1 month when the initial shutdown happened. But now, look, January, we've been picking up for quite a few months. We've basically had a COVID baby. Like, yes, we've been gestating and eating and drinking. Some of us not. So I don't want to generalize and say everybody's been.
Yeah,
doing it,
don't talk for me.
A lot of no, we can't. We've had a really different. You know, it's been different. But thank God for pet sitting and house sitting, because we actually get to have normal lives a little bit and be away from people as much as we can. We really do.
Right.
While we're traveling, stay away from people. And it's hard, but it's, I don't know, it's, you just kind of have to adopt a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has the refrigerator, the oven, the stove. The bar has become really good friends for all of us. And at the same time, we're in winter, and I wonder about us not getting outside and getting the sunshine that we need. Our bodies need that. I really believe we need outside. Like, you know, if I get cold, I go outside and I feel better. Like, you know, normally. What do you think about that? Like getting outside?
No, I completely agree with you. I think that, you know, you need to get out there and you need to exercise, walking. And, I mean, this COVID pandemic does not prevent you from going outside and walking, taking a walk in the close by park or riding your bike. Those are actually good activities, because you don't tend to run into people when you're just walking around in your neighborhood or what have you. But, no, we definitely need to exercise. I know that people are cooped up at home and, you know, you may have lost your job, maybe a little bit depressed and maybe eating a little bit more. And it's
macaroni.
Been going on for several months. But it's time now, because now that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, there's a vaccine, you know, this should be over soon.
Right.
It's time to now try to start exercising and get yourself back into good health, so that we can so I think going out is going out in your neighborhood, taking walks, is definitely a good idea.
I want to say, in our recent issue of Parks and Travel magazine, you know, Dr. Jackie sent us on a mission, like you do 1 hour walks everywhere you go, and we really have a ton. But we're going to do this book of 1 hour walks, and we're talking about community parks. I know Dr. Jackie, but we've also got these 1 hour walks that you realize you can do no matter what your athletic ability is. And the recent one is Amboy in Southern California. You can walk, if you go in the right time in the spring, through wildflowers and lava to a cone cinder volcano. I mean, this is incredible. And we did that this year, 2020, the hated year. And we ended up there, which we've been there before because we lived out in the high desert before, but they've really jacked up this place. It's a national natural landmark. And they also designated recently and made the trail that goes, it's a 1.5 trail or something like that mile. But it's going to take you a couple hours because you're in the desert and walking through lava, and you could go up to the top and look down into the caldera. But it will take you a couple hours to do. And we went there because Joshua Tree was closing down because of the shutdown and everything. But there were wildflowers in the lava.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of look at getting outside for an hour. Of course,
yes.
The neighborhood, mm-hmm. your downtown, everything. But you can, as a family, kind of go, like, where can we go that's unique in our backyard or
right.
if we're traveling? There are,
right.
like, it's part of me, as we're getting through our footage, Dr. Jackie, I'm going to tell you, one of our walks, we have sequoia trees. You can walk through the tallest trees on earth, you know, and be it's ADA compliant. Everything I'm talking about is something that people can do, you know. Not all. The Amboy, you can't wheel your wheelchair through, but you can push a stroller, and they have a lookout for you. But you've got to get out, even if you can, even if you are in, you know, needing to go in a wheelchair. I believe you need to get outside and have some fresh air and get some, just because your senses come alive. You're like, oh, I'm back to nature again. You know, you feel good, but you can go and have these excursions and be socially distanced. And in winter time, depending on where you are, even here, we're.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Madison, Wisconsin, I walk the dogs in the snow and ice. And let me tell you,
right.
as soon as I hit outside, you're inside going, about the weather. You get outside, you start taking a walk, you start to, your mood changes. Everything
yeah.
in you changes. It's like a can-do attitude. Happens immediately. It's awesome. Sorry.
It is. It is. I'm a big advocate for. Yes, I'm a big advocate for going out and taking walks, and enjoying your neighborhood, learning about your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. What does it do?
Doesn't it reduce stress a bit by? I have a new disease. I call it screenitis, whether it's television or computer.
I know that one very well.
Zoomitis.
Yeah. So you get all locked into, because you can click and go see any newspaper across the country. You can go into radio shows. You can go into all these things. And if you go to major news networks, it's very rare that it's positive. So I think sometimes you already know what's going on. So take a walk, play with the dog, go plant a new plant in your garden, or I know it's winter, but go bake something. Just do something that is pleasurable as opposed to being more drawn into something that's already scary for you or gives you stress. Because I think the more you see of the stress, I think it could affect your heart and your physical
mm-hmm.
being.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Completely do.
Yeah.
Dr. Jackie, in regards to, I know we've all been naughty, maybe smoking more, drinking more, eating more, all of that. But isn't there that also kind of a, because it's going to take, like we were saying, a few months for things to kind of even get into a decent normal, because not everyone's going to get all the vaccines all at once, right? And there's going to be the amount of people who don't want to take them, and it's just this whole, it's going to take time. So, like, we're going to be masked for a while. So we get to keep being Zorro. That's how I call it. I'm Zorro. So the reality is, the more we're not behaving on the health side, the more chances we are of ending up having to go to a doctor or to an emergency room. And I wonder about people that do have heart disease, diabetes. I know diabetes and heart disease are so, you know, strongly linked that the more we have COVID patients, the more those patients don't feel they should go to the hospital. Or, you know, if they need it, and vice versa. Like, we have an issue. So that's kind
right.
of one of the fears I have, and that's something that's been happening, right?
It has been. Actually, it's been better. We've been really good at, you know, trying to explain to patients that if you do feel like you're having symptoms of a heart attack or a stroke, that you really should go to the emergency room to seek help, because you're more likely to die from that, the heart attack and stroke, than you are to die from the COVID. You know, it's rare for you to catch COVID illnesses in the hospitals, because we're very good at, you know, isolating those with COVID, cleaning. So it's rare to catch COVID in the hospital. But, I mean, we are running into issues with, you know, not having a lot of beds or ICU beds available, because there's so many COVID patients in the hospital, which is the big problem. You know, once the hospital gets overwhelmed, then everybody suffers. But I think regardless of that, I think if you're having any symptoms that you feel like is serious, you really should seek medical attention. And, you know, when you're not able to when you're not seeing your doctor, you should, you know, try to keep taking your medications, exercising, checking your blood pressures at home if you do have high blood pressure, checking your blood sugars at home if you have diabetes. So keep up with the measures that your doctor has, you know, told you that you needed to do in order to get your risk factors under control.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
So, and going forward, like, what do you think if people start to spring clean? You know, the sun's going to start coming out. What are some of the things that we should really look at that we can do easily, like just to start stepping into, because, you know, we make these New Year resolutions and then we like freak out partway and don't do them. You know what I mean? So what are some easy things we can do to just get rolling?
Yeah. So I know we always make these grandiose New Year's resolutions that we never tend to follow through with by month one or month two. So I would encourage you not to make them so outlandish. You know, you can start small, like, okay, maybe taking a walk once or twice a week and then increase it as tolerated. So even doing something like that would be helpful. Encouraging yourself to get at least 8 hours of sleep at night, you know, setting your alarm setting an alarm so that you can go to bed at a certain hour, making sure that you get 8 hours of sleep. You know, trying to eat healthy while you're at home. You know, when you go grocery shopping, avoid buying, you know, processed foods and you know, and snacks for the house. Just, you know, pick out more fruits and vegetables. Fill your refrigerator with fruits and vegetables so that when you feel like snacking, that's all you have in the house to snack on, so that you can, you know, stick to that. Come up with ideas or things that can make relieve some stress. For me, I like to meditate or read a book, you know, come up with things that make you less stressed and try to do them. I know sometimes life gets so hectic with children, you know, being in school, you have to teach them, blah, blah, blah. But you got to take time out for yourself to relieve yourself of some of these stress and do something that you really enjoy, whether it be reading a book, whether it be meditation, and things like that. So just starting small and, you know, slowly expanding as you go until it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it becomes easier to maintain.
And journaling helps. If you write down what you're doing, if you write down what you're eating every day and how much you're drinking.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a slap in the face. It's like,
yeah,
it's like,
because people are not truthful to themselves about how much they really eat and drink.
Yeah. Every time you have a glass of wine, write it down. Every time you have a cookie, write it down. Every time you have a piece of pizza, write it down. Like, be honest with yourself, right? That sucks.
It really helps.
It really does help. That's an old school grandma thing, and it does help. It really does. But you talk about, you know, kids and everything. So I do have a question about this, because kids are at home too. So they're part of the snacking and the eating. And I know they're more active, right, which is good. But some aren't. Some are like, I'm going in my room with my my phone, my computer, and playing video games. And I'll come down and I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to eat that. I'm going to have this slice of pizza instead. So I think the pandemic has also created a problem also for kids. So mm-hmm. when we talk about heart disease, where are we on that heart disease with youth? And also, I know we talk about that link between diabetes. We've talked about that before, but where are we with this now? Do you think we're going to see an issue 2021, 2000 and on with the pandemic with kids probably eating more, not getting outside, and also the stress because kids, Bobby DePorta was on our show, education expert, talking about it, especially kids in minority areas that aren't getting the internet and everything as much as they should, mm-hmm. that the stress level, the suicide lines were over 300% more calls. That's a high number. And I think about the stress level and the stress level mm-hmm. on our heart. I think it's almost, I don't know if it's worse than the cookie level. Which one comes first? I mean, what do we do? The cookie or the, you know, Esther, I'm coming, you know?
Yeah, so even outside of, even before COVID started, we've, of course, noticed an increase in obesity in younger and younger people. And with the increase in obesity has come diabetes, hypertension, which are all risk factors for heart disease. And we anticipate that we'll be seeing heart disease in younger and younger people because of this obesity. And now with the pandemic, I mean, hopefully, you know, the time period of the pandemic, it's been almost a year already. Hopefully the time period is not long enough to have caused people to, or children, or younger people to retain their poor habits that would lead to lifelong risk for heart disease. So we hope that it's a short period of time that, you know, once this whole COVID thing is over with, we can go back to living a healthier lifestyle. But it's still really hard to know what the ramifications of, you know, this whole COVID is, what the ramifications of COVID, almost 1 year of going through this, will be on our hearts. But we hope it's nothing lifelong. That's why it's very important to continue. I know it's been hard for the past few months, but now that we see that the light is almost there at the end of the tunnel with this vaccines, that this will be over hopefully soon, you know, we should take that extra step. Not only should we continue to maintain public health measures, but we should also go back to eating, you know, healthy, exercising, and taking care of our bodies, because we know that if we don't do that, our risk of having heart disease increases.
Yeah, I think that's what I was, you know, getting to. It's like you always talk about we can reverse the damage we've done as soon as we decide to make that U-turn. You're going to already start to improve your health. You know. And don't take cocaine, okay? Because Dr. Jack has been on our show saying if you take cocaine, it will haunt you later. So
it will.
That's
absolutely
one of those things that's hard about the U-turn. But to make the U-turn, but like you don't even try it. Don't even touch it. Don't do heroin. Don't do any of that stuff. It will mess you up later. So
absolutely.
It will. So don't
absolutely.
Touch it. Don't do it. I swear to God, you know the PSA ads they had in South Africa when I was a kid where people were vomiting in the toilet, and I was like, I'm not doing that crap. Are you kidding me?
I know.
And it just looked terrible. And I was like, I don't want to barf. So I never did drugs. And I don't want to inject myself. And I'm like, I'm not barfing and looking like I have scabs on my face. Hell no. It worked. It worked. So listen, don't do it because it does affect your heart later in life. And we've seen it with so many of our favorite musicians and actors and comedians
absolutely.
And people in life, you know, that did it and later they got clean and it did still come back. But you can turn your life around at that same time and get healthier. And that's what I'm saying to myself because, Dr. Jackie, you know, we've been naughty. I don't know. I'm kind of looking at January being like a sober January. I think we got to have I don't know, but then that might be just too hard. I don't know. Don't, like you said, don't put those, like, I'm going to have my wine at some point, you know. So I don't know.
In moderation, one glass a day.
5 ounces.
5 ounces, that's correct.
Yeah, I'm just fine. I want bigger ounces.
I know. Yeah, can we change the measurement? Like,
no.
I want the 5 ounces, the big Betty, the Betty White glass on those, all the gifts on social media, giant glass.
But again, you know what? Here's the thing. Again, if you take a walk outside, you forget about all that. Like,
you
need these snacks and you need this drink and you need that. No, you actually need to go out and get some fresh air and see something different, because we can walk the same neighborhood in the same pathway and see something different every time we walk it.
That's it.
So
everybody,
you know,
1 hour walk. 1 hour walk.
Yeah.
Come on our Facebook group. On that Facebook group, you know, when we were in Tucson, we were doing a lot of the same path all the time. And suddenly you'll see a butterfly, like a cocoon.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the caterpillar and then the butterfly. And then you'll see, like, oh, here's the quail when they're grown up. But then here now they have babies. And so you'll see the cycle. So you may not have the affordability to go everywhere, but you can appreciate what you have. And if you have a dangerous neighborhood, do some sit-ups in your room or something. There's always a way.
Right.
There's always a way. That's the one thing that we always talk about in shows. Oh, just go do this, that. The reality is some people don't have the ability. And so that's something, Dr. Jackie, in a house, you can do sit-ups and just like run around
something
the house.
Jacked.
There's stuff you can do. There's always something.
There's always stuff to do.
Yeah.
And it's worth it. It's worth doing. You know, sometimes we get so complacent and we just keep doing what we're doing, whether it's good for us or not. And, you know, sometimes it's worth looking in the mirror and going, hey, maybe I want to do something different. Let's just try it and stick to it for at least a month and see the difference.
Absolutely. And if you know that it's going to help with your health overall, it should be a good motivation for you to try it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're all going to fall off the wagon somewhere, so then you just get back on. Because they have, like, those wheels you can climb on again. So you're not.
Absolutely.
It's not about being perfect, because it's not true. And Dr. Jackie's, like, been talking to Nancy and I for years and telling us, like, no, now put the glass away. So, you know, put the cookie down. But Dr. Jackie, you go in the store, like, every holiday season, she's sitting there like a little angel going, no, you don't need that extra one there. You can have a little bit of this, but you can't have all of that. And
right.
I'll tell you, I want to live. I got a lot more to do. I'm sorry. I got a lot to do. I got the world to see. I'm not done.
I know.
Oh, no.
Right?
Exactly.
Think about that. I think that's what we have to go down to, is what do we want? And I think that this whole COVID thing has been really stressful on people, and for kids, like, what kind of world am I growing up in with climate change and, you know, social injustice, racism, political drama, a country, not just this country, countries around the world divided.
Exactly.
And so they're very scared. And I just want to say, just keep going, because it does change. The cycle always moves forward. And it will come back around again, and you'll go, oh, I've been through this before.
Before.
And here
I
am. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we just got to get better at it and stronger, and it's not the end of the world. We will we'll persevere. We'll be unstoppable, and I'm saying this because we're going to play the song Unstoppable. So let's be unstoppable this year. Let's move forward together in a very brighter future, healthy one, with, you know, sunshine and fresh air. And don't be afraid of the cold. It feels good. It does when you get out there sometimes.
Absolutely.
And your fingers don't freeze off. So, Dr. Jackie, thank you so much, as always, for being on the show. We're looking forward to your second book. I want to give a shout-out, because I know you're working on the Mediterranean diet book, because I think we're all going to need to go on a Mediterranean diet.
Yes.
And the Mediterranean diet does have feta cheese and wine in it.
It sure does. It does.
Cool.
Yes. So coming soon. So good.
Yeah. we're looking forward to that. Thank you again, everyone. Dr. Jackie's book is Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. You can get it on Amazon. It's a bestseller. It rocks. You got to go get it. Go to her website, womenandheartdiseasebook.com. Find her on Facebook under the same name. And also, if you are in Orange County, go to cvwellnessinstitute.com or Southern California at all. And if you want to go take a visit with Dr. Jackie and see her so she can check your ticker and help your ticker. Am I allowed to say ticker? Is that like old school? That is old school, huh?
No, but that's good. Some people still believe, still talk like that. So yeah.
It's okay. Like the ticker. I like it.
That's right, I think if you
have like a little name for it, then you feel like, oh, I'm connected with it. It's my little ticker. Don't mess with my ticker. I'm going to give wine to me. No, I'm not. I'm going to take care of my ticker. That's what I'm going to do. All right. Thanks so much. And everyone, again, Dr. Jackie's articles and past interviews are also up on blendradioandtv.com. And you can also follow our stories of our one-hour walk journeys across the country. If you go to nationalparktraveling.com, just look under our Love Your Park Store section. The latest one is in a volcano. Like, that's super cool. Have you been to a volcano? I know you've been to a volcano. You've been everywhere.
Yeah,
in Dr.
Hawaii,
Jackie.
Yes.
Cool.
You did it. Hey, did you see one just exploded? Like another one?
Really?
A new one just did it. I don't want to say the wrong one, but there was another volcano going. Hello, look at me. Yep. Very cool. So you can walk everywhere and have a magical journey. So again, we're going to be unstoppable. Here's a song. It's called Unstoppable. And this is by Doreen Taylor. She's an amazing, amazing singer-songwriter. It's from her album, Happily Ever After. And that's what Dr. Jackie wants us all to be.
Yes.
Happily Ever After. Yes, just keep going. Keep your health in check. So here it is, Unstoppable, again, by Doreen Taylor. And go to DoreenTaylorMusic.com to keep up with her. Take care, Dr. Jackie.
Take care.
You too.
Stay safe. And healthy.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Bye.
Yes. Happy New Year.
When you fall, get up on your feet and dance. When you're done, get back in and give it a chance. When you're down, don't let people push you around. Yeah. You are unstoppable. If you take it day by day,
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.